This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. Longtime North Texas Congressman Kenny Marchant has said he'll retire. The Coppell Republican becomes the fourth Texas GOP member to announce his departure. Kenny Marchant is a staunch conservative with a strong voice on the powerful House Ways and Means Committee. He was first elected in 2004. In his last election, though, Marchant held his seat with just 50.6% of the vote. Texas political watcher Harvey Kronberg, with the Quorum Report, says demographics are changing in Marchant's district, and he's not alone.
We have a rapidly shifting suburban landscape that is no longer reliably Republican, at least if the last election was any demonstration. They can put up with being in the minority, but being put in the minority and still have to raise millions of dollars to defend your seat stops being fun.
Last week, Southwest Texas Congressman Will Hurd, the only black Republican in the House, said he would step down following a squeaker of an election where he won with under 1,000 votes. Republican Congressman Mike Conaway from Midland and Pete Olson of Sugarland also announced their retirements. Kronberg says there may be more.
They see the writing on the wall at this time. It's possible that the Democratic momentum may slow if somebody too far left perhaps is nominated for the presidency on the Democratic side. But based on the information we have right now, Democrats have the wind to their back and the Republicans are facing headwinds.
As a result, Kronberg says some of these Republican seats could flip, making Texas a little more purple. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.